what their sons have you got today?
This is art.
Radio 1 in the kitchen, cereal on the table and pets to be fed. Breakfast is always busy for Gail Green and her daughter Katie, who also has a school bag to pack.
Putting my water bottle in, my art homework and my phone.
And does your phone always go in?
Yes.
Every day?
Every day.
Bye, Mum.
Bye. Have a nice day.
At home, it's easy to see what she's doing on her smartphone. But that stops the moment Katie's out the door.
It would be a very good idea if I could get access and to even just to monitor, not on a daily basis, but every couple of days or something.
What we're going to see here is an overview.
Enter Chris Forgan from IT company PureSight. They're about to launch onto the UK market an app that allows parents to monitor remotely everything that happens on their child's mobile, tablet, laptop or PC.
Now, you can see down the side that we've got three...
It has a built-in alert system.
And again, you can scroll through those and you can make your mind up whether they're appropriate for your child or not.
Okay.
Checking every website visited and blocking them if necessary.
All of the three accounts that this particular person has on Facebook, for instance...
Yep.
It vets all messages received or sent on social media.
You can see in the geolocate... will tell you
and keeps a real-time record of where your child is.
And they said that they were going to go to the mall and look, there they are.
It's a 15-minute walk for Katie from her house to the Sydney Russell School in Dagenham, and with this new app, her mother could track her all the way to the classroom. But is that necessarily a good thing?
Just invade your privacy. Like, I prefer things to be kept to myself and not have my mum or dad sitting there asking me about certain messages that I've been sending.
I wouldn't mind it because my mum goes down my phone anyway. But there's other people that do stuff out there that don't want their parents knowing.
I feel it's a bit invading because if I had anything that I was, like, ashamed about, I know that it's my parents, I could tell them about it anyway without them being able to, like, sneak on me.
Whether you see these kinds of apps as being a useful parenting tool or a spy in the satchel, they are now a fact of digital life. But there is increasing evidence that some tracking software, which can be bought very cheaply, can be used in very disturbing ways.
What is domestic abuse? Do grown-ups often argue at home?
A video from support group Women's Aid highlights the controlling nature of abusers, increasingly now using spy software downloaded onto phones or tablets. Women seeking help from refuges are advised to turn off all mobile devices.
My ex-husband was waiting in a lay-by for us. He was standing outside the car with a great big sign saying, "I love you, come back to me." It made me shudder. I just thought, how the heck does he know that I'm here?
In a park in London, I meet a woman I'll call Lucy. She doesn't want her ex-husband to recognise her, so we've disguised her voice. Years after they divorced, he still follows her, using an app embedded on her son's phone. A stark warning that technology first designed to protect, in the wrong hands, can become an intimidating tool of control.
I think we all feel very threatened by him. We always feel that he's hiding in the shadows, that he's plotting to make my life as difficult as possible.